into an episode of Light the Lamp here on Duckstream. As always, I'm your host, Alexis Downey. The Anaheim Ducks are back in the Stanley Cup playoffs. We could not be more excited for this team. It has been 8 years since the Ducks were last in the playoffs. They break that and they finally make it this year, very deservingly so. Despite, you know, some struggles at the end of the season, they did finish it out on a high note in Nashville, getting that win. And the energy around this group right now, it's palpable. I went to practice yesterday to catch up with a number of the Ducks skaters to talk through the anticipation for this series against the Edmonton Oilers, which is beginning tomorrow as I'm currently sitting in Edmonton recording this. So Monday, game one, Rogers Place, it's going to be electric. But going back to yesterday at practice, there was just a good vibe around the group. Head coach Joel Quenneville, you could see it on his face and even the players' faces. We had the chance to catch up with a number of them in the locker room after the skate to talk about everything ahead in the coming weeks and what the playoffs really mean to some of these guys. So I wanted to share with you those conversations today. And we're giving you a variety of players in the sense of some veterans that have, particularly one veteran that's won two Stanley Cups, Alex Killorn. I also chatted with Jacob Trouba, who's been to three conference finals. And then, of course, we have Troy Terry, who finally makes the playoffs for the first time since he's been with the Ducks. Nearly 500 games played, just under that. And he finally gets to the playoffs. So exciting for Troy. We also have two media availabilities of Leo Carlson and Cutter Gauthier. Those are going to be at the end of this episode of Light the Lamp, where they were speaking with the media. However, some of those earlier names that I mentioned, I had some one-on-one chats with them as well. So without further ado, and we also have head coach Joel Quenneville. So stick around for that, as he was very excited to chat about the upcoming playoffs. So without further ado, as I was saying, let's get into that first conversation now with Jacob Trouba. Jacob, obviously you have quite a bit of experience in the playoffs. Just going into this one, how does it feel with this group and where you guys are at?
Good. I mean, this was obviously the goal coming into the season, was make the playoffs. Obviously a new experience for a lot of guys. We do have a lot of experience in here as well, though, that's played before. So I'm excited to get started, and it'll be a little bit of learning on the fly for everyone, and we'll see how we go off the start.
What are the biggest things in terms of that learning that you feel are kind of different with the playoffs?
I think the highs and lows is probably the biggest thing. Understanding that it's not a one game thing. You're playing a series, so win or lose a game, it's not the same as regular season where you get the same feelings, and there's more to look forward to, I think, for the most part, until you get down to the end. But controlling your emotions and just kind of not riding the highs and lows and staying even keel and knowing how hard it is to win four games either way. So whether you're down or you're trying to come back, know how hard that is, and closing out a series, you know how hard that is as well.
You've been to three conference finals in your career. What does it take to kind of break through, even through those first couple rounds?
I mean, I think things happen kind of quick and series kind of take on lives of their own or identities of their own, I guess. So you find ways you can, play to your strengths. And I think things start going. I think it's the old motto is everybody's got a plan until you're punched in the face. I think that applies in playoffs. So I think how we respond to that first blow is going to be big.
One of the things Q's been stressing recently is the defensive structure and just playing close to a perfect game, as you know, in the playoffs. That's really important. How are you guys working as a group going into it? Have you guys talked about with some of these younger players just what you guys need to be doing?
I think just overall as a team, how we want to play defensively. Obviously, you don't want to play run and gun hockey with this team. They've got a lot of high talented offensive players. So, defending is going to be a key priority for us in this series.
When are you going to work on the playoff beard? Are you going to shave, or what's the story there?
I'll probably shave today and then let it go as long as we can.
You had said last year that if the team was going to turn a corner, it was a pretty far corner to turn. So what kind of changed between last year and this year?
I think the vibe of the room, the ability we have, the excitement to come play hockey and win games, finding different ways to win games, hasn't always been pretty. We've also had lows this year. We've lost nine in a row. We haven't been playing great coming into this, but it's all kind of behind us. We got to where we want to be, and now it's kind of turn the page and start fresh, and I think that comes with a different level of excitement out of everyone in the room.
Edmonton's got a really dangerous power play. Obviously, the easiest answer is to stay out of the box, but how do you approach a series like this where, you know, one power play can make or break a game?
Yeah, I mean, they have a dangerous power play with a lot of very talented players. Stay off it, obviously, as much as you can. But both ways, we're going to get power plays, too, and we got dangerous players as well that can score goals. So special teams always play a huge role in the playoffs and within series, within games, and making adjustments and all that kind of plays into it. So we'll see how it goes once we get started.
Those of you who have playoff experience, will you give some advice to the guys in this room who don't have any, like what to expect?
Not really, not a whole lot. I think, I mean, everybody watches the playoffs growing up. You watch them every year. I think the first time you have the opportunity to play in the playoffs, you're pretty excited and you're ready to go. And I think, you know, just let guys enjoy it and ride it out. It's a fun experience that I'm happy we get to do this year.
Getting this last practice before getting to travel tomorrow, does the energy feel a little different right now?
Yeah, that was good practice. I think guys are excited, as we should be. Worked hard to get here, and this is what we wanted at the start of the year. So guys should be excited, the energy should be high, and we should have a smile on our face going to Edmonton.
Jacob Trouba, someone that has played 73 playoff games in his career, has 19 points so far, 4 goals as a part of that. And as I mentioned earlier, too, he's lost 3 conference finals, 2 of those with the New York Rangers, the other one with the Winnipeg Jets back in 2018. So just kind of speaks to the experience that he has in the postseason. For our next interview, I caught up with Troy Terry, who, if you remember back to March 2018, made his debut with the Anaheim Ducks. Since then, has played 488 games, and now he finally gets to play in a playoff series.
At the playoffs for the first time in your career, I'm sure this is going to be really exciting for you, really exciting for the rest of the guys that are also their first time.
Yeah, it's been, obviously, it's been a bit of a process here since I've been here, and just the amount of, you know, change that's went on and you know, the retooling or rebuilding or whatever we want to call it. And I know for everyone in here, and you know, selfishly for me, it means a lot just being through the whole process of it. And you know, we're not just happy to just make the playoffs, but you know, I just think it's exciting, really. I'm just excited for us, I'm excited for our fans.
It's a pretty quick turnaround, just having the game on Thursday and then heading to Edmonton tomorrow. Have you been able to kind of process everything that's happened this season leading up to getting into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, you try to just take it day by day in the season. You know, the season goes by, you know, it seems to go by a lot faster when you're winning. And it's just been a fun year from start to finish. You know, I think that just the guys we have in here, you know, the way we've been able to win games, down goals, going into third periods, just all that stuff. It's really just, you know, kind of battle hard in this group, and it's just been a fun year to be a part of.
Troy, have you spoken with, I guess, anyone else? I think of a guy like Getz that, you know, went through this process with this organization. Have you talked to anyone?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked with Getz a little bit. But yeah, just, you know, I was fortunate enough to be here the last time we made the playoffs, so I didn't play, but I was, you know, I was around the team, and just what I remember is, like I've used this word in an interview, but unflappable they seemed. Just even, you know, the last 10 games of that year, trying to even get into the playoffs, it just, you know, it felt like whatever happened to them, you know, bad, unlucky goal or whatever, bad penalty, whatever, they just, you know, they had been there and done that, and they just kept moving. So there's been a lot of lessons for this team this year that I think we've collectively, you know, hopefully picked up and learned from. And and this is what we've been building for. And you know, Getzy's mentioned the same thing. Just enjoy it, honestly. I mean, I haven't played in a playoff game since I was in college. So this is just exciting for me and everyone in here.
I heard your wife is going to be in charge of the wives' jackets.
Yeah.
Is obviously having the support of your family and everything gets you even more excited, I'm sure, for the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been here, you know, I guess I'm the longest tenured, and I think my wife might be the second longest tenured. So she's been waiting to have this moment too. So, I mean, she's just been excited for me and the group, and it's been a long journey. So I'm happy for her that she finally gets to put some jackets together and enjoy it.
I asked Trouba too, when the playoff beard is going to start. What, are you going to shave tonight, or what's your plan?
I need all the time I can get, so I'll probably just keep where I'm at right now and roll with it. Yeah.
Getting to play a team like Edmonton, where do you see your role in this series?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can get fixated on, you know, their two top guys, and, you know, at the end of the day, I think we have a lot of difference makers in here, and I put myself into that category. So just trying to, you know, try to be a leader on the team, and you know, we have some guys in here that have won cups, played a long time, and yeah, just try to do things the right way and be kind of an example. But yeah, I mean, I want to be, you know, a difference maker, like I said. I think we've got a few guys in here that, you know, I know they've got two of, you know, maybe the, if not the best two players in the world, but yeah, I mean, I just don't want us to give them too much credit. I think we've got some really good players in here that can make a difference.
Going into this playoffs with a coach like Coach Q and all of the experience he's had, how much confidence does that give your group too?
Yeah, it's just, it calms you a little bit knowing, you know, he's been there. And you can just see it on his face. I mean, he's won a lot of hockey games, a lot of playoff hockey games. He's won cups. And just to see his excitement today, like, it just, you can tell it's like Christmas to him, just being able to, you know, game plan for one team and just the whole playoff format and the, you know, the atmosphere and just seeing him excited is, it just, you know, shows you how, you know, this is really what you play hockey for. And, you know, he's done it a bunch of times, but just to see him excited makes me excited.
Really special that Troy also gets to share this experience with his family as they've been supporting him, as all of these players have that support system around them. But for Troy, you could tell he's really looking forward to this, and just nice to hear that, you know, he has even had the chance to speak with former Ducks captain Ryan Getzlaff about the experience. As for our next interview, we'll get to hear from Alex Killorn. I had a one-on-one chat with him, and we know that he has plenty of playoff experience, two Stanley Cups, 140 playoff games played, 77 points. He was also looking really sharp towards the end of this regular season for the Ducks, one of those veterans that they're going to need in the playoffs. So here's my chat with Killer. Killer, so this is a time of year that you're very familiar with. How does this year compare to some other years when you're heading to the playoffs?
With Anaheim or just in my career?
Just in your career.
They're all a little bit different. Even teams that I've been on in the past, there's always different kind of aspects going into a playoffs. Obviously, this team doesn't have a ton of experience, but also that can be a good thing. There's a lot of excitement. A lot of passion in this group, so I'm just looking forward to getting started. It's going to be a great atmosphere in Edmonton, so we kind of look forward to that.
It's like a new season when the playoffs start. What are some of the things that you feel are really important for a team to have success?
I just think kind of the way we've been playing at the end of the season, when we've been physical, when we've had good starts, we've typically had a good outcome. So that's something I look forward to, just being physical and limiting turnovers against a team like Edmonton is going to be really important.
Trouba talked about managing the highs and lows of the emotions in the playoffs. How much of a factor do you believe that is for dealing with the playoffs?
Yeah. It's probably the most important thing, I think, just in terms of playoffs. There's going to be highs and lows. In a seven-game series, you know, you're not going to win every single game. I mean, that's never happened. So just dealing with losses, dealing with, you know, whether mistakes made, and then also after a win, not getting too confident, I think, are big factors in being good in a series.
Defensively, Q's talked a lot about how important the D-core is, especially when you know you're going to be playing a team like Edmonton. How do you feel that, I mean, from your perspective, you've seen that group kind of come along too?
Yeah, I think there's been a little bit of chemistry with certain matchups and certain D pairs that we've seen as the season's progressed. But yeah, like I said, they have quite the job ahead of them. But as forwards, we have the similar job and we have to help them out. But we look forward to it.
And for you now, you know, getting, when you look at the power play, special teams in general for this group, the improvement this year, how much of a factor do you think that's going to have in the series?
Typically always is pretty big in a series. We know that they have a great power play. with two of the best players in the world, that kind of with a great D-man who's been scoring a lot for them. So they've got a great power play. They've had a great power play for a long time. I think our PK and our power play has greatly improved this season. We're definitely more reliable, and I think in big moments we've kind of showed up, whether it's the PK or the power play.
Is there any playoff traditions that you like to keep for yourself? I mean, obviously with the playoff beard and everything else, is there anything that you like to do?
That's about it. Okay. The playoff beard, there's not too many other traditions I could think of. It's just fun being on the road. Like, you know, typically when you play a game, you're out of that city and you're on to the next. For us, we're going to, you know, have a suite and we'll have some fun and play video games or whatever it is. It's just kind of team bonding. So that's a nice little thing.
Last one for me. Just going into the playoffs with a coach like Joel Quenneville, how much confidence does that also give you within the group?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you have a coach who's been through it all, who's won as much as he has, we could look to him, his leadership going forward, to help us, obviously, with those highs and lows.
Good mindset from Alex Killorn heading into this postseason with the Anaheim Ducks. Only the second team that he's played in the playoffs with. Of course, he was in Tampa for all of his career up till he joined the Anaheim Ducks. And rounding out our player conversations, we have Leo Carlson and Cutter Gauthier, who both spoke with the media.
Leo, how's today feel? Different than the other guy?
A little bit. It feels, you know, a little more exciting. So, yeah, it's coming fun.
When you got drafted to this organization, did you feel like you were going to get to this level quick enough, or that you were going to get here in the timeline you did?
It's hard to say. I mean, after the first season, maybe not. But, you know, now, you know, like, after last year, it felt good. So, you know, knew everything it feels like. So, I would say so, yeah.
You know, to have this group that's kind of grown up together, whether it's you, Cutter, Mason, that have kind of all joined together, how does that feel for you, just to have this group kind of culminate early and get this chance to show your made up in a pressure situation like this?
Yeah, amazing. I feel like we have a, you know, a great young core, which with some veterans too, which is a great mix. So yeah, it's just, you know, super, super exciting for the future as well.
Leo, unfortunately, because of your injury surgery whatsoever, you didn't get to play in the Olympics. Does this kind of help make up for that, or is it just different?
I don't know, it's just a different stuff, I think, or like different thing.
Different spotlight, yeah.
Yeah, different. I mean, just, you know, we've been with the team now for 3 years and, you know, the season, so it's a little bit different for sure.
Mm-hmm. What do you expect this series to be like?
You know, fast-paced games, you know, a lot of goals, I think, too, but, you know, just a, you know, fun and tight games.
Because of how high scoring those games against Edmonton have been, what do you feel is sort of the difference, you know, in trying to shut them down or trying to be the difference in game to game?
It's going
to
be better at shutting down their rush game. You know, they're top, you know, top in the league in the rush game. It has some amazing players up there, so that's the key, I think.
For you, like, is it a matter of having these young guys? I know earlier in this year, Jacob Trouba said something like, "What, you know, how do you guys keep doing this, coming back?" And he said, "Just because you're young and dumb, like you don't know any better than to just keep going and fight." Do you feel that sort of way going into a playoff series where you're not thinking about what all this means? You're just saying, "Hey, we can go out there and show what we're made of."
Yeah, I think as soon as we get out there on the ice, we're gonna just, you know, just be so pumped up. I think, you know, just pure excitement, not nervous or anything. So it's gonna be fun.
You know, this is a lot of firsts for everyone in the locker room, and just excitement. Getting to the rink, everyone, you know, kind of had an extra, you know, pep in their step, and I thought we had a great practice today. Really, you know, got a good sweat out there and had some fun.
Did you expect this team to get to here so quickly just in your second season?
Yeah, we knew it in the locker room. Right from training camp, we had the group to do it, and we were super confident in our ability to, you know, get to the postseason. And, you know, it's a lot of hard work, 6-7 months going into it, and really happy that we were able to get here.
You've played a lot of single eliminations in your playoff experience. Are you excited to get into a longer 7-game series where you game plan for one team, you know, up to 7 times?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've been on both sides of that spectrum of winning and losing in one games, and, you know, the times we lost, I felt like a 7-game series would have been nice to really get the win. But, you know, it'll be exciting. Like you said, I've never played in playoffs before. I'm super excited for the challenge. Obviously, Edmonton's got a great team, so it'll be fun to compete against them.
Troy said Coach Q was really excited this morning. Did you see that in him?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said in the meeting, he was fired up. Everyone between the coaching staff and the teammates and my teammates were super juiced and ready to get after today's practice.
Do you feel, just as a guy that hasn't been in the playoffs before, that you need to experience that to know what it's like, or are you just sort of ready to go to kind of show what you can do in a situation like that, an environment like that?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. Obviously, never playing in the playoffs, not really too sure what to expect, but we've had a ton of great leaders in our locker room and veterans who have won the Stanley Cup and played long series and in the playoffs to kind of show us what to expect. And, you know, I think the young guys have taken a great step this year compared to last to really get a good, you know, effort forward and make a serious push in these playoffs.
Does it help in any way to maybe just not have to worry about that pressure? Like, oh, this is going to be tough. You just say, I don't really know, and just go out there and play your game?
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to go out, play our game, what we've done, you know, all season, and, you know, be consistent, you know, for a full 60 and see what happens.
And now as we come to the end of this episode of Light the Lamp, we get to the second winningest head coach in the NHL's history, head coach Joel Quenneville. As I mentioned earlier, he was so excited. You could see the expression on his face. Big smiles yesterday after the Ducks practice. Really, really looking forward to being back in the postseason. You could tell game one of the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, that's what he talks about, how he looks forward to it. So I don't want to give too much else away. So here's head coach Joel Quenneville.
Coach, how excited were you to step on the ice today?
Well, yeah, every day has been a little more exciting, getting close to that big day. But certainly today, you could feel the vibe, you know, be it the people in the building watching or the group in our meetings going into practice. And the enthusiasm on the ice was very noticeable. We had a full contingency of players out there. That was fun to see. And a good life out there. So it was a good day.
How different is it coming into day one of a playoff practice with a much younger group than opposed to like an older group that's kind of been through the battles before?
I don't know. It's kind of like the way we've gone about it all year. I think, you know, nothing that much different about it except the vibe. And I think that, just got to learn that every day is going to be a good experience and a positive experience. Take the fun out of each and every day and apply it going forward. That gives you some excitement to the game and knowing that it is a special time. And, whether it's going to the airport on in between game days or after games, going back home or coming to the rink game, there's a million things you can be talking about for everybody, and it's a new experience. But it's you can feel it, you can see it, and then you get to experience it. Then you get to apply it. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Is there something to these young guys maybe not knowing any better and not knowing how any of this goes and just kind of playing freely or thinking about the pressures like an older guy might?
I think, these guys handled that graduation to playing in this league here, and I think that's a big step and a good process to get used to, and then the consistency gets established, and, young guys all of a sudden they start to see what they're all about and what their strengths are, and knowing that, whether you get more attention or not, they're going to be aware of you. And, let's make sure you play through it, and consistency is going to be your measuring stick. And we're going to need everybody here. So it's whether you're going to be a 10-minute a guy or 20-minute a guy, you know, or sometimes a 23rd guy that doesn't play, they're equally important. They're all get a chance.
Speaking of the young guys, Joel, Leo, obviously the injury, he wasn't able to participate in the Olympics, but a lot of eyes are obviously going to be on this series here. What do you think that can do for someone like Leo, to go through this and playing against, a couple of the greatest players on the planet and whatnot?
Well, it's a great experience, and that could have been a great experience for him also, but I thought that Leo at the beginning of the season really, really showed that he's looking to go to that next level. And I thought down the stretch here, Leo's been very good for us. I think, game in, game out, we're noticing his speed, his possession time, wanting the puck. And he's been a factor in our team game. So it's I'm looking forward to seeing him, whether it's Bex, whether it's him. Cutter. I mean, I can go on down the list with some of the young guys, but I think there's older guys that can help them along the way. As a staff, we're aware, but there's going to be no no, nothing's free out there. When I say that, hey, you got to earn everything you get going forward here.
What kind of a series do you expect this to be against Edmonton?
Fast, competitive, lively. You know, I think it for us, it's, you know, they've got some great experience and they've had some success in the last playoffs rounds in the last you know, four or five years. So it's a you know, we're, you know, we don't want to take too much time here to get up to that experience level, knowing what we're going to be facing.
Q, for you, you were hired almost a year ago. The goal at the time too, to make the playoffs. Have you had any time to reflect now that you've been through this whole season and now you're back in the playoffs, a spot that you are very familiar with?
It feels good. I mean, playoff hockey is what we're all about, and this is why we play the game. And, you know, till you get to the end, you can look back at it and you can say there's a million great things that can happen if you win. And, you know, the best part about winning a cup is trying to win the cup. So that starts when they drop the puck on the first game. Every series has a defining moment in it. You know, I think that you know, being a part of that team, kind of chemistry that can become contagious, where it's almost like you can feel it, that the support is there, everybody's pulling in the same direction, pushing in the proper ways. And you know, being together day in, day out, we're gonna spend a lot of time with one another. And you know, it grows as you go through each and every round or each and every game. And so we're you know, we're looking forward to that, what it feels like and what it's going to be like. And you know, we're playing some experts there, so let's make sure that you know, we can get that quick lesson. And Troy, when I say that quick lesson, it's just puck drop.
You know, Troy said that it looked like Christmas morning to you. Today looked like Christmas morning.
I felt it's great. I get excited first game of the regular season and first playoff game. It has a different feel to it. And hey, it's a special moment, but the vibe's going to be high and electric in Edmonton. And you know, I haven't been a part of that building in this type of an era, so it's a you know, it'll be fun.
You've had some Stanley Cup winning goalies on your team. So, and I'm asking this about Lucas, but what is it that you see in a goalie to where, even and particularly in a playoff setting, to where you've got, okay, I don't have to worry about him. I've got complete confidence in him. Is there something that you see in their makeup or whatever, to where you get to that point as a coach that you have?
Yeah, well, yeah, the guys that have won that what I've been a part of. I mean, when I was assistant with Colorado, Patrick Roy was a different guy. Knowing that was the guy that we needed, and he's a great leader. The other guys have been mostly inexperienced and not exposed to playoff hockey when we first had them. That won, and you know, and second time Corey won in Colorado, in Chicago. He you know, had that experience, but you know, prior to that, none. So it was a, you know, it's something that you learn. You're going to have some highs and lows, and you know, goaltending is a big factor and throughout a playoff series and throughout the whole playoff years. You know, I just think that the relationship and being positive as a team and knowing that, you know, so there are going to be some moments where the goalie's going to be, you know, it's a tough night or it's a tough play or it's a situation where, okay, and then you got to live with it for a day or two or three, and then like all of a sudden it's a new game, it's a new shot, it's a new situation. And I think that in the playoffs you really get to learn that you got to move forward and play in the next situation and living in the past.
I should ask, just if Lucas, your game one starter?
Yeah, good. Okay. Question. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay, so then off of that, he himself has said he's had some ups and downs you know, this year. What is it that you see in him that gives you that kind of level of confidence, faith, whatever the word you want to use?
Well, I think organizationally, you know, like last year, I think since he's been here, I think he's developed a really good approach to the game, real good patience in that, real consistent in his demeanor. Had a really strong year last year, had a great start this year. You know, I think everybody has moments where they're, you know, you'd like to be as best you can be. We know that goaltending gets scrutinized more than anywhere in any game or any sport. And, I think that, it's been a busy year for him, for us. And, I think that I just like the way he approaches the game and he presents himself, gives him a chance to be as good as he can every single day that he, whether it goes on the ice or we're meeting or whatever, but he absorbs a lot. He's a thinker and, and finding that balance going into the playoffs going to help us.
With the way the last 10 games went, is there an ability in this team to flip a switch, come playoff time, or is it just a matter of trying to have everybody reset?
Well, you look at our numbers, whatever, technically or analytically, I think our overall team game's been okay. Can be better. Obviously, the results and our where we ended up are, we gave up some ground. But we still need to turn that switch on, and it's not an automatic switch. And the last, you could say in stretches of all the games we had recently, we had some decent stretches where the excitement was felt like we can bottle this. This is what we're going to need to do in the playoffs. But there was seemed like in every single game down the stretch there, that was what we need consistently, and we're not that far away from grabbing it.
And then Ross practicing today. Is he fairly close, or is he still ways off?
We expect him to play in the series. We'll see if he gets in Edmonton.
The Oilers, we know that they put 97 and 29 together at times in games and have split them apart. Ideally, who would you like to get on the ice matchup-wise?
I think it's going to be a team effort because they play so much, and you get icings. You're going to have so everybody's going to get exposure to them, and pick your poison. But be excited about the opportunity to play against them.
Nice try, Eric.
I knew when you started smiling.
Ian Moore has been playing a lot of forward lately, even over some natural forwards. Should that be the expectation going forward that he's playing up front?
Likely to start.
And Mason McTavish has been playing on the wing a lot more lately. What have you seen out of his game?
Well, I think his game's gotten back where he's got the puck a lot more, and he's more confident with it. It extends to his power play possession looks and his confidence with the puck and play recognition, and he's got a pretty dangerous shot as well. So it's a nice to see him feeling good about his contribution. And we still got an option on faceoffs with him on the ice as a centerman. So it gives us options.
That'll do it for this episode of Light the Lamp. Thank you for tuning in as always, and we will have you covered with more playoff coverage as the Ducks get into this first round, this first series with the Edmonton Oilers. Going to be, it's certainly a battle. We know that there's plenty of skill on both sides of the ice. Of course, the Oilers have two of the world's best players, but for the Ducks, they, as we heard from some of these Ducks players, they chatted about kind of what they're focusing on heading into just getting the experience as well. There's so many young skaters on this Ducks team that have never been to the postseason. So that in itself, especially when you're going to be in a building to start like Rogers Place, it's going to be incredible. Really looking forward to it. And like I said, thank you for tuning into this episode of Light the Lamp. Make sure to tune in to our Duckstream game broadcast as we will be, of course, on site at Rogers Place for round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on Duckstream.